Welcome back to another episode of the Gospel Fuel Podcast. My name is Tanner. I'm on staff here at First Family Church. What we do every week on the midweek refill portion of the podcast is we talk through our reading plan for the year. We're currently on week 49. We're almost to the end of the year. So if you still want to join us in that plan, you can go to firstfamily.church/resources and Bible reading plan is right there. And each week I bring on a guest from our church leadership and they talk through something that stuck out to them from this week's reading. And I've got Laura Brandt on the podcast for the first time. Laura works with our kids and our kids ministry. So Laura, good to have you on the podcast.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me.
So yeah, first time on the podcast. Excited to hear from you. So we're on week 49. What stood out to you from this week's reading?
Yeah. So this was a good week. There were a lot of great passages to choose from, but I went with Revelation 7, which I feel like is just like a super epic passage of just like the end, you know, just around worshiping God. We see God in all of his glory. So yeah. Is it okay if I read it?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. So I'm going to read Revelation 7, verses 9 through 17. All right. So after this, I looked and behold, a great multitude that no one could number from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more and neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." So yeah, it's kind of a long passage, but I feel like you need it all. Like it's all just so good. So yeah, there's a couple things that really stand out to me. The first one is just we see God's heart for the nations. Like we see at the end, there's people from all tribes, languages, nations, just everybody is there around the throne. And they're worshiping him. And I have written in my Bible, it says God's end game. And I don't know if that's something that Pastor Todd said or someone that I once heard said it, but it is like, that's God's plan. Like, and so it just is so good for me to see that. And just a good reminder that that's God's heart. His heart is for the nations. And so that should be my heart too.
Sure.
And I think it's just like so cool that God wants to involve us in that. Like he wants to involve us in the Great Commission, and like he doesn't need us, right? Like he's so good and like great and like powerful. Like he doesn't need us to accomplish this mission, but I think like in his grace and mercy, he allows us to be a part of it. And I think our participation in spreading the good news is going to make this moment around the throne like all the sweeter, you know? And so it's like, why would we not want to participate in that, you know? And so it's like, whatever God has called me and my family to, I want to be faithful to that because like, I want to be a part of it, you know, like I want to be around the throne room seeing all these people and just like, wow, God, you allowed me to be a part of this. Like, I just think that's so cool. The other thing that I just think is super cool about this passage is we see almost like these two contrasting things. I don't know if contrast is the right word, but like we see God in all of his glory, you know, like we just talked about. And there's, it says like a multitude that no one can number. Like that's crazy. Like that's, you know, like so many
as
people.
As far as the eye can see.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And like they're on their face, like, and they're worshiping this God who's so worthy. And they're saying, you know, like wisdom and honor and power are yours forever, you know? And so we just see a picture of God that's like so beyond us, like he's so above, beyond us, like just glorious. And we see that, but then like at the end of this passage, we also see this same God who is so near and tender and just personal, you know? And so it's like so crazy, like he's sheltering them with his presence. He's like, he's with them, you know, and He's guiding them to springs of living water like a good shepherd does. Mm-hmm. And then like the last phrase is he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, which is just like so tender, you know, like mm-hmm. you don't wipe away tears from anybody's eyes. Like I probably wipe away the tears from my kids' eyes, right. like maybe my spouse, that's it, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it's like this super personal, tender yeah. God, you know? Yeah. And the fact that he's both, like he's so glorious and beyond and above us, but yet so near is like, it doesn't make sense, you know?
Yeah.
But it's like, that's the gospel. Mm-hmm. Like it doesn't make sense, but it's so good. Mm-hmm. And so it was really good for me to just like ponder that. I think the more that we ponder the gospel, the more like beauty we see in mm-hmm. it and the more we treasure it. And I think it's so important that we treasure the gospel because then it helps us to live lives yeah. that are worthy of the gospel, yeah. you know?
For sure. We've talked about this maybe a little bit or touched on it in past episodes of the podcast of like this idea of the God of the Old Testament, the God of the New Testament, the Jesus who is tender and lowly and weeping and loving people.
Yeah.
And the Jesus we see elsewhere in Revelation, who has a mm-hmm. sword and he's having vengeance on his enemies and all this sort of stuff. And it's really hard sometimes for us, our human brains, to like put those two
right.
together. Like, how do those both exist in the same person? Because, you know, Jesus can be in God the Father, like God can be all these things at once
mm-hmm.
and we can't.
Yeah.
Like, we can't comprehend someone being like perfectly wrathful mm-hmm. and perfectly humble at the same time.
Right.
Like those things are at odds in our mind. Like, well, if you're mm-hmm. angry, you're not gentle. If you're wrathful, you're not loving. We can't right. put those things together in our mind because we're not wired that way.
Right.
And that's so other from us.
Yeah.
That's so set apart from how we are wired that we're like, we can't get our heads around a God who can be these things at the same time. Like the same Jesus who is wiping tears from eyes is yeah. also the one who's like his, you know, like they're falling at their faces in front of him, this right. grand vision of his glory and his holiness.
Yeah.
And so I it makes us feel really small and insignificant and also like
yeah.
kind of makes your brain explode a little bit.
Yeah.
Like how yeah. do these things? But I mean, I don't remember who it was. I've heard a quote one time that was something about like, if we had a God we understood, it's no God at all.
Right.
Like, absolutely. So if we can get our heads around all this stuff, we're like, yep, that makes sense. Yep. Got that. That, mm-hmm. that's like not a God that you'd even want to worship.
Right.
He's not a God
right.
because if our little brains can understand it, then what's the point? Because,
yeah,
you know, God, that God isn't very great.
Right, right. But. Yeah, absolutely. And it is, too. I think the more we see of God and, like, how powerful he is,
mm-hmm.
it makes his love for us shine all the brighter because it's just like, you need nothing.
Yeah.
You do mm-hmm. not need me,
yep.
but yet you choose to love me. And
yeah.
you sent your son to die right. for me. Like, mm-hmm. that's crazy, you know? Mm-hmm. But that's the gospel that's yep. worth spreading
yep.
to all the world, you know, the whole yep. world, you know?
When I would read this passage when I was younger, especially the part where, you know, it says that they were crying and falling on their face and worshiping. And you kind of picture like, okay, like if I'm a Christian, I'm going to be doing this too. Like I'm going to be there, all this sort of stuff. And like, as a kid, I feel like, I don't know if you feel like this, you're like, that's what we're going to be doing all the time.
Right. Right.
Like you yeah, kind of have totally. This thought of like, we're just going to be like singing, worshiping, like
right.
what, like that. Is that all that great?
Is it going to get boring? Like,
right.
Yeah.
But I was reminded of this at our fresh encounter we had recently. Like
yeah.
those, like if you're a believer, I feel like you could probably name a time or some times where you've been at a prayer service or worship service or some sort of environment where you're praising and you're worshiping
mm-hmm.
that just feels like a glimpse of heaven.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you feel like you're like, in like, what's the word, like enveloped in like that moment, like
mm-hmm.
you can like you're not thinking about other stuff, you're like
yeah.
wow, God is so great, and you're like so in awe of the Lord in the moment
mm-hmm.
and that's just a small taste
yeah.
of what we're going to be a part of, and
yeah.
I think we forget that this is what we were made for.
Absolutely.
Like God yeah. made us for himself, and anything less will not satisfy us
mm-hmm.
and so you see this picture of like worshiping God and everything, and as a kid you think like, what are we just singing? But
right,
then you
right.
experience a small glimpse of it at, yeah. in these kind of like environments, and you're like, ah, that mm. now multiply yeah. that times 1,000
yep.
or more, you
yeah,
know, like
right,
we're going
right.
to be in the presence of the God we've worshiped and we've mm-hmm. prayed to and who died for us
absolutely.
And who lived for, we're going to be in the presence of him. Like no part of us is going to be like, when's this over?
Yeah, right,
like
right.
we're going to be like, wow, look at what we're doing right
mm-hmm.
now. Let's keep doing this forever.
Yeah.
Like,
absolutely.
And I don't think we can quite get our heads around that, but yeah. It's a good reminder of those little moments of like, picture those moments times a billion.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. Like we can't even fathom. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I said the same thing to my kids after our Fresh Encounter service, because we sang Holy Forever at the end, you know, and I had my son next to me and he was singing, and I just had to stop. Like, I was just like, it was the same thing of like, this is what heaven's going to be like. And it's, you know, like it was awesome that God gave us just a little glimpse, you know, the tiniest glimpse of that, but it's so cool.
For sure. Well, Laura, that was really good. Appreciate you bringing that word to us from Revelation 7. Church, I hope you keep reading your Bibles and finish out the year strong. And we'll see you next week on the Gospel Fuel Podcast.